Hello and welcome, Laura Gibson. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
So the intro just told us that you moved to New York by train. And when I last moved to another city, I put all my stuff in a van. So I wonder what made you think moving by train is a good idea?
I'd wanted to take the train across the country for a long time, and it just seemed like the right time to do it. And it's fun. I mean, there was something about it that felt, you know, I was making this really hard choice to move far away from everyone that I loved in Portland, and it felt good to kind of understand the distance. And I've traveled around so much for touring and playing shows in the U.S., but to do it all in one swoop, you really get the sense of the land that I was kind of choosing to place in between myself and home, and it is a really beautiful trip. Not the most practical way to travel. There's also this kind of, you know, when you make a hard decision, you kind of have this liminal space between making the decision and actually being in the decision. And when you fly, it's like 6 hours, you know. And so taking the train, you have 3.5 days to really wonder
if you're kind of feel the distance,
making a terrible, a terrible decision. But
okay. Also ich habe Laura Gibson gerade gefragt, warum sie denn eigentlich mit dem Zug umgezogen ist von Portland nach New York. Und sie sagt, das ist schon eine harte Entscheidung, Freunde und Familie hinter sich zu lassen und dann so weit weg von zu Hause zu sein. Und wenn man dann mit dem Zug fährt, dann kann man die Distanz richtig spüren, die da zwischen den beiden Städten liegt. Und man hat vielleicht auch ein bisschen mehr Zeit, sich Gedanken darüber zu machen. So what can you tell our listeners about traveling by train in the US in general? As far as I can tell, you definitely have a thing about giving names to your trains, like Empire Builder, which I like because it sounds far more nicer than ICE 4567 here in Germany.
Well, I think we have far fewer trains, and so it's easy to kind of give them give them names, maybe. I wish there was a better train system in the U.S. It's so underfunded, and it is such a great way to travel. But yeah, it's funny because you take the train, and I kind of assumed I'd meet a lot of creative, like dreamy kind of people like myself, and it was mostly a lot of retired folks, so older folks taking the train, and then a big number of people who don't really like the train at all, but just are afraid of flying, and so they seat you next to, you know, you go in and have these meals, because it takes 3.5 days, so you eat, you know, they have 3 windows for meals, and you go in and they'll sit you up right next to someone. You're not allowed to sit alone, they kind of sit you in a group, and a few times I'd sit around the table, and the 3 other people at the table were only there because they were terrified of flying, and so you start, after a while, I'm like, oh, I can see how you, like, get into this train system, and then you never, because you're all your conversations about being afraid of flying.
Also ich habe sie gerade gefragt, wie es denn so generell ist mit dem Zugfahren in den USA, und sie sagt, ja, es ist tatsächlich nicht so verbreitet, es gibt viel weniger Züge in den USA, deswegen haben die da auch alle so lustige Namen, und die meisten Leute, die man dann unterwegs trifft in der Bahn, sind vor allen Dingen Leute mit Flugangst, und dementsprechend drehen sich dann die Gespräche am Lunchtisch sozusagen primär um die Flugangst und warum die Leute da eben tagelang in der Bahn verbringen. So, you're not just here to talk, we're going to hear a song played live by you, unplugged,
yes.
Reduced in the studio. What song?
With my morning voice, getting out of the van voice. I will play the title track. Empire Builder.
Empire Builder, Laura Gibson jetzt hier live im Detektor FM Studio.
This is not an escape, but I don't know how to hold someone without losing my grip. You'll say I was bound to leave since I first stepped across your borders, since I crawled into your skin. I thought I heard you whisper in the dark, you knew where the light would be. I thought I saw your shape against the black. I but I felt you moving beside me. We are not alone, and we are more alone than we've ever been. So hurry up and lose me, hurry up and find me again. So I'll pass the lumber mills, I'll pass the coal mines and the parks and the dried up oil fields. I'll pass a thousand lonely pines that bend their backs against the sun. But I'll mistake the station birds for the sound of my phone. Wait for me to walk a straight line. You can only hold your breath so long. We are not alone, we are more alone than we've ever been. So hurry up and lose me, hurry up and find me.
Laura Gibson mit Empire Builder live eingespielt im Detektor FM Studio. Lovely song. So when you got to New York, there was this horrible gas explosion in your apartment building. Could you take us through that moment when that happened? How did you experience that?
Yeah. Well, it's possibly the biggest thing that's ever happened to me. But I was sitting in my apartment in the afternoon around 3 o'clock, and I all of a sudden felt this explosion, which I knew instantly. It was 5 floors below me, and I just knew it wasn't just a sound. It wasn't just like a sonic boom. I just knew immediately that I needed to run. And as soon as I opened the door, the hallway was kind of filled with powdery. Like, I thought it was smoke, but I think it was probably debris. And so I just put my shoes and my coat on and looked for my roommate's cat, which I didn't. She had ran off to the other room and just ran down the stairs and out. And as soon as I got on the street and saw the chaos, just kept running down the street, really not knowing what had happened. And slowly kind of, pretty soon I could see the flames over the top of the building. So it was a really traumatic event, which I think was the biggest part of the experience, which I'd never experienced any sort of trauma. And so that took a while to kind of normalize myself and, yeah. and my body again, because I did, you know, in some ways I felt like my body was traded out for this different body. So I was so glad that I ran immediately, and that I just, you know, a lot of it I didn't think about. I just kind of my body just did it for me. But I didn't grab ID or anything or money or cards. So I'd just kind of ran out without anything.
That's what they tell you when it comes to fire
yeah.
or something like
and
that.
And so the first week I spent, you know, just trying to rebuild, and I'm self-employed, so I didn't have like work paper, you know, so it took a while just to get my, like I had a stack of papers that kind of added up to who I was. But so many friends came forward. By the second day, friends had donated money in order to help me buy back the things I had lost. And, you know, it was a really hard time. And two people died, which was the, you know, that's, I think, so much more about those two people that died that I never knew them. They were in the restaurant downstairs. Mm. But, you know, I think of them so much more than I think about any of the stuff I lost. It kind of was immediately apparent that losing things seemed like the smallest part of it to me.
Also, ich habe Laura gerade darauf angesprochen, es gab letztes Jahr diese Gasexplosion in ihrem Apartmenthaus, und das war schon eine traumatische Grenzerfahrung für sie, hat sie erzählt. Sie hat, das war so nachmittags um 3, dann irgendwann den lauten Knall gehört, ist rausgegangen auf den Flur, hat er gesehen, dass alles verraucht war, hat dann noch nach ihrer Mitbewohnerin Ausschau gehalten, die war aber schon rausgerannt, und ja, dann, wie sie erzählt hat, hat der Körper sozusagen Kontrolle übernommen über den Kopf, und sie ist einfach rausgerannt und hat dann sehr lange gebraucht, um das alles erstmal zu realisieren, was da passiert ist. Bei dem Unglück sind auch zwei Menschen tödlich verunglückt, und natürlich kommt einem dann sowas wie, man verliert all sein Hab und Gut, seine Ausweisdokumente und so, dann natürlich sehr klein vor gegenüber diesem Schicksal der anderen.
There's one last thing I wanted to talk about with you. So you're obviously not only good at making music, you had some ambitions in various types of sport in the past. I read something about track and field, about a high jump championship yeah. and about a basketball team. So,
oh man, that's so funny. I never get asked about sports, but I was asked on the radio yesterday too in Berlin.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I still, sports were a really big part of my life up and through, like into college, and then kind of partway through it started to stress me. Competitive sports started to stress me out more than bring me joy, so I stopped, and I kept getting injured. But yeah, I was a high jumper in high school, and I hurt my ankle in college, which is when I started playing the guitar. Was I got ankle surgery after high jumping, and I had all this free time on my hands, and so I started trying to learn guitar and had all this angst because I didn't have my thing to do, and so I started writing about my feelings and turning it into songs.
Also um ein Haar wäre Laura Gibson Profisportlerin geworden. Sie hat Hochsprung gemacht, Basketball gespielt auch, und sie hat sich dann den Knöchel verletzt beim Hochsprung und hatte dann eine Zeit lang eben keine Möglichkeit mehr, den Sport auszuüben, und hat dann zur Gitarre gegriffen und dann über ihre Gefühle sich so eben ausgedrückt und so zur Musik gefunden. So what was that high jump championship? What height did you get?
In high school when I won, my highest was 5'6". It was okay. It wasn't like win any.
But it was good enough for some kind of a championship? Or
it was the state championship, for the women's state. Yeah.
Right. And when it comes down to basketball, what team in the NBA do you cheer for now in the playoffs?
Oh, the Trailblazers, the Portland Trailblazers.
Rip City, of course.
Yeah. I mean, Oregon, really, growing up in Oregon, we only had one professional sports team, which was the Trailblazers. And so that's always been my team.
Okay, also Laura Gibson, großer Sportfan auch und natürlich auch Fan von den Portland Trail Blazers, dem Basketballmannschaft in der NBA. So, you have another song left for us. You're going to play another song. What song will that be?
Yes, I'll play a song called Two Kids.
Two kids, no tricks, only rich in time. Say you never look back. Throw out every sorrow we have. Make a move, trade a roof for the open sky. Living on luck, tethering our hopes to a pickup truck. tell us, honey. You've gotta know where you're going. But you're my sun, my northern lights, my southern cross. If we're gonna die young, we're gonna die with a love song in our mouths. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Two hearts, new start, every card is wild. Down, loose hands, slow dance under crooked stars. We're clumsy at love. Was a shaky two-step in a parking lot. And they'll tell us, dear, you better fear it all. But you're my sun, my northern lights, my southern cross. Gonna die, and we're gonna die with a love song in our mouths. Oh, oh, oh.
Von Laura Gibson live eingespielt im Detektor FM Studio. Laura Gibson ist gerade auf Tour mit ihrer Band zusammen, spielt sie heute Abend in Leipzig im Werk 2 und danach geht's weiter nach Österreich. Laura Gibson, vielen Dank. Thanks for coming. Thanks for the lovely session and have a good show tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.